As they count the votes from Nigeria's election over the weekend, our next guest is following the Nigerian scene, but from afar.
Making moves with my crew, training up for the title. Consensible J and Dutch, you might know him, that the suicide team, leaving your mind blown. Here to change the Australian rap game.
He's a rising rap star of Nigerian descent, born in Canberra, Australia, who calls himself Remy.
They talk like a female hero, but we don't hear when we're aware they're spiteful. We keep skin thick, thicker than rhino. Besides their boots, snow skin off my nose, but say to my face, your words, I will cream your by a hole. Get in it right now. Watch me make you look inferior, huh?
Remy is making his debut both live and on tape in the U.S. in 2015. Besides selling out his recent tour of his homeland down under, Remy just had a successful visit to South by Southwest, has won a fair share of trophies, including Best Independent Release at the 6th Annual Rolling Stone Awards. He's toured with De La Soul and Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz. He stopped by our studios along with his collaborator Sensible J and talked about how his voice is an anthem of being from everywhere and nowhere all at once.
Genetics-wise, I'm from Nigeria. My pops is from Nigeria, and I was born in Australia, and now I'm bouncing around the world with my friend Sensible J.
I think that's great. As far as history and music and your, you know, kind of genetic mixed salad there, you know, it really is consistent with the way hip-hop takes from all kinds of sources and, you know, pulls a lot of stuff together and then directs a very personal message. You hear a lot of very, very different musical references coming together, but the voice is clearly the person who's rapping or speaking. Is that true with you?
I feel so. I feel like that's how it is. I mean, each side of my genetic makeup definitely has decided how I rap about certain things, you know, whether it's to do with race issues or whatever. And then, you know, my community, my Australian community is what makes up basically the rest of my raps and my voice as well, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess that's how it is. But that's, like you said, that's rap, you know. It's got to be authentic.
Just stories over rhythms.
So let me tell you why we rock the set, why we plan to build like an architect. It's not to walk down your little carpet red. It's to show kids work harder than you. Won't have to listen to your boss or your manager. You can make it down your own path and win. And we're here to shame older media, telling me that racial trash in the garbage bin. Got white people scared of the darker skin. Got dark people shaking like Parkinson's out of frustration because they didn't do it. It doesn't make sense. Like, my man. And Tony Abbott and the government need to get on the boat to Iraq, take a stroll down the Gaza Strip. They'll either wake up or get blasted, and I'm cool with that.
What is your story? What is your voice? What is your message, if there is one?
I guess there's a lot. I mean, I try try to give reasonable spread of different topics.
You try and cover everything. Exactly. Because you're a young man still partying.
That's it. So, you know, it can't
go with a conscious. Partying with a conscious kind of seems to be the theme.
Yes. I guess that, if you broke it down, that's how it'd be. Just be like, whatever I see, I'm not a political aficionado. I'm not a, I don't stand up to be, you know, the leader of all people that are of color or of different race in Australia. But, you know, at the same time, I cover all those topics because I think it's important. It's the stuff I deal with day to day.
Nobody can stand up for all those
exactly
people. And it's the same way in Nigeria. Nobody can speak for all the people in Nigeria.
Yeah, 100%. It's hard to really talk about what's going on the base level. I know a lot of things seem to trouble my father. You know, he travels back every year for at least 3 to 4 months to kind of, like, you know, just, he's like teachers over there. And even him going back, normally he doesn't have an adequate description of what is actually going on.
What gets him mad?
Well, the Boko Haram stuff specifically, obviously, but we're from the southern part of Nigeria and all that trouble's going on in the north. Yeah. So it doesn't affect his people that much, even though the whole of Nigeria is his people. I guess it's just, and especially the current government, I think, is really messing with him because it just seems like, you know, a lot of these problems are definitely, like, you know, people know about them, but it doesn't really seem like they're being addressed.
Well, a lot of people in the north are just as scared of the government as they are of Boko Haram.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And this just comes down to corruption and how do you decide where to place your trust when one side is killing civilians and the other side is stealing civilians' money and subtly killing anybody that stands up against it. So,
now I'm sure your dad's proud of you, right?
Yeah, he is.
But I also know that Nigerian dads have some pretty hard and fast rules about stuff.
Hell yeah.
John knows.
So what rules are you following and what rules are you breaking with your career?
I think the main rule that I'm following is just, you know, is try and be successful. That's the main thing. And, you know, I guess, well, I've been to a few places in the world now that I probably never would have been to if it hadn't been for music. So that's, you know, in itself, that's good enough.
And your dad's a world traveler, so you're following in his footsteps.
He is indeed. And I think that, like, you know, it definitely took a while because I left schooling to do hip hop, and for a Nigerian father to hear that, it's kind of like getting punched.
It must have thrilled them. Yeah. Like getting punched.
It's kind of like getting punched, in the nether regions. So you're not, you're not really psyched.
And how about mom?
Mom is actually surprisingly had my back from the beginning because she knows that I'm an ADDDDD child. So the fact that I could focus on anything for more than 5 minutes was enough for her to be like, all right, this is the thing that he has to do. And even with South By, like, you know, mom texted me, wished me good luck. And I said, you know, I'll try and make you proud. And she said, nah, do it for yourself. And that's the kind of thing that she says all the time. It's never been about making her happy because her happiness comes out of me being happy, which is pretty incredible to have a parent on your side like that.
She's the blueprint for supportive parents, right?
Yeah, she's the blueprint.
That's nice.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Oh, man,
thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Australian rapper Remy and collaborator Sensible J. To see them perform in our studios, visit our website at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.